I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up next with Elspeth Hay. And this time, a New Jersey forager visits Falmouth to talk about the magic of weeds.
When Tama Matsuoka Wong first started gardening, she tried for a picture-perfect yard. She followed the traditional advice for flowers and fruits and vegetables, and she says she failed miserably. Again and again, almost everything except the weeds in her yard just died.
So after I tried to plant things, and they either never came up or I planted things that were alive but they died, then I started looking around at like, well, what's there anyway that I didn't kill? And I started to notice like the plants that did perfectly well without having to do all these things that you had instructions on. And the more I learned about them, the more kind of layered and curious and beautiful I found things were.
So Tama gave up on traditional gardening and instead started learning the names and stories of every plant she found already growing on her land, identifying them and getting to know them one by one.
And I had cataloged maybe 200 plus plants that were growing in my backyard. And so these friends of ours said, oh, we're going in to eat at Restaurant Danielle, which is like multiple Michelin starred restaurant. And we're going to eat there for, you know, our anniversary or birthday or something. And so we want you to go there and bring in your plants.
At first, Tama refused. She said, I can't go in there and tell them to cook these plants for your dinner. But her friends were regulars and insisted the plants would be well received. So Tama went ahead and picked some anise hyssop, one of her favorites.
Which at the time is not so readily available as a cultivated herb as it is now. And I brought it in the morning and I showed them a picture of my meadow so they knew it didn't come from a garbage dump or something. And they called down to the kitchen and they happened to get the guy who is their chef de cuisine is kind of their flavor savant guy, Eddie LaRue. And he's like, oh, yes, we make something. And so then he and the pastry chef, Dominique Ancel, who has gone on to be the guy that invented the cronut, they made it into that evening for like these two extra dishes. One was an Iberico ham, melon, and anise hyssop. And the other was an anise hyssop sorbet.
So Tama sat with her friends and tried the dishes, which she says were amazing. And then after dinner, the chefs called her down again to the kitchen.
Eddie LaRue said, so what else do you have in your meadow, Mrs. Wong? And I was like, I have like 200 something plants. What are you looking for? And he's like, bring me everything. I pay you. And I was like, no, I just want recipes. And I think we both looked at each other like, you know, I was sort of like, this guy's just going to give me free recipes. And he was like, she doesn't want money. She just wants stupid recipes. And so that's how it kind of started.
LaRue and Tama worked together, trading knowledge in an exchange they simply called the project. Tama found herself bringing garbage bags of stinging nettles to LaRue on the subway and foraging plants like Japanese knotweed and chickweed, which her own Japanese relatives recognized and appreciated when they came over, as not just invasive plants, but food. Slowly, Tama's thinking about gardening, this activity where she'd once seen herself as a total failure, completely changed. Today, she's written a book advocating for a different kind of approach to plants.
The let it be way of gardening, which is, I mean, there is stewardship, but I think we can kind of relax a bit. We don't have to push the pedal so hard and be so perfectionist. And I think that's what I'm trying to get about in my, you know, in my book, Into the Weeds, that if you start to take a second look instead of just trying to get rid of and rip out the things that you didn't plant, I think that people can kind of drive themselves a little crazy by that. And we don't have to make a garden be so ornamental either. We can have it as a place that's alive and that we can enjoy and that we have a relationship with.
And that we can eat from. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
That was Tama Matsuoka Wong, who works as a professional forager for some of New York City's top restaurants and is also the author of Into the Weeds, How to Garden Like a Forager. You can learn more about her right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.